You're listening to SBS News.
The Eurovision Song Contest has been cancelled for the first time in its 64-year history. It's the latest casualty of the coronavirus pandemic as social distancing measures and border closures force the closure of large events worldwide. The decision comes as the European Union closed its borders to most foreigners and countries implement lockdowns and tough restrictions. John Ola Sand, the executive supervisor of Eurovision, says the contest cannot go ahead in the current climate.
It is with great regret we have to announce the cancellation of the Eurovision Song Contest 2020 in Rotterdam. The escalating spread of the coronavirus throughout Europe and the restrictions put in place by many governments and the Dutch authorities makes it impossible for us to host a live event as planned.
The contest sees countries vying for the title of Best Song and is famous for its campy performances, complete with glitzy staging and costumes. Europe's longest-running song competition was poised to start on May the 12th in the Dutch city of Rotterdam. Contestants from 41 participating countries were set to perform for a crowd of 65,000 attendees from around the globe. Fans, performers and organisers have been devastated by the news. Art pop singer Montaigne, Australia's pick for the contest, is disappointed she won't be able to perform. On Twitter, she wrote, "I've had my cry. I spent a couple of hours paralysed in bed, despondently scrolling through the many lovely tweet mentions from people expressing love and support." However, the singer acknowledged it is the most responsible and ethical decision as COVID-19 continues to ravage Europe. Fans have been scrambling to cancel their travel plans since the announcement. Curtis Carter from the official fan network of Eurovision Australia had been looking forward to attending the shows.
Yeah, everyone just doesn't know what to do. Just posting. Oh my God, it's cancelled. What's going to happen to tickets? We've got to cancel our flights now.
Organisers are currently in talks with Rotterdam to potentially host the contest in 2021. Josh Martin, the SBS commissioning editor, says he hopes they will be able to work out a plan.
Never forget, Eurovision was founded 65 years ago as a means to bring Europe and the world together after a period of instability. So all of us here at SBS and across the Eurovision world really want something to happen. It's just what that will be, we don't know yet.
Jennifer Liu, SBS News.